Task 2. Madame Tussauds is a network of wax museums in London and some big cities in different countries. It was founded by Marie Tussaud, a French wax sculptor. The museum used to be called Madame Tussauds, but the apostrophe has been dropped. The museum is one of the main tourist destinations in London. Its exhibition includes plenty of wax works depicting famous people. Tussaud created her first wax sculpture in 1777. It was that of Voltaire, which was soon followed by wax models of Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Benjamin Franklin. During the French Revolution, she used to make death masks of many prominent victims. Those masks were held up like flags as symbols of revolution and used for parades on the streets of Paris. In the 1830s, Marie Tussaud, who had moved to London, settled down in Baker Street and opened her first museum. The opening collection was dedicated to victims of the French Revolution, as well as figures of famous criminals. Such famous people as Lord Nelson and Sir Walter Scott were those whose models were added next. Nowadays, the museum is located in Marylebone Road and displays several hundreds of wax figures. The original building was damaged by fire in 1825 and suffered bombings in 1941. However, some of the sculptures made by Tussaud herself still can be seen in the museum. In 1842, she created a sculpture of herself, and it is now on display at the entrance of the museum. The London Museum hosts several halls, with such favourites as the Grand Hall, the Chamber of Horrors, and the Spirit of London Exhibition, being included in must-see places lists of nearly every tourist who comes to London. The museum attracts incredible queues during peak tourist seasons when the lines extend for blocks. In the second half of the 20th century, similar museums were introduced in Amsterdam, Las Vegas, New York, Hong Kong, Washington DC, and other major cities. Today, the collection in Madame Tussauds includes historical and royal figures, Hollywood stars, outstanding sportsmen, and other celebrities.